So now in step six, we're finally ready to put, give a melody to our song. And when we have our little chord progression, we're gonna pick one of those five notes in step five as the first note of the melody itself, okay? So when you have a G chord, pick one of those five notes in step five underneath the chord G, and that's gonna be our starting note. Just for right now, I'm gonna choose the second string, third fret, okay? And so that's gonna be my first note of the beat, of the bar, the tune, the whole song, right? So I'm gonna write that in. I'm writing as I speak. Let's not worry about the rest of the melody for that bar. Let's immediately go to the next chord, C, and pick any of the five notes there. I'm gonna pick third fret of the first string. So that's gonna be my first note there. Let's go to A minor. Pick one of those four notes under step five to be your chord tone for that. I'm gonna choose all the way down the fourth string, second fret, and then D. Look over at the in step five, the fourth chord. You can choose any of those, and I'm gonna choose second fret of the third string. All right, continue. I'm gonna repeat what I had before under the G, and put. So now I'm at the second line of step six, so bar five of the song we're writing. I'm gonna choose the same thing I chose in bar one, which is that same note, so I can kind of like, you know, build something off of itself, I don't know. And I'm gonna do in the over the D chord, I'm gonna do two on the top string, fret two. I'm gonna do zero over the C, and then two over the D, and three over the G. All right, so far, this is what I have for step six. All right, I'm only playing whole notes, except where in bar seven, where there's two chords in a bar, I have to play half notes, meaning that I'm letting each note ring out for four beats, except where there's two chords in a measure, I have to only use two beats each. It sounds like this. Try and play it with me, all right? Here we go. Three, two, I'm sorry. One, two, three, four. Pretty nice, right? So it's that simple. Just pick four chords and pick some notes that are chord tones for those chords that you wrote, and you got a working skeleton of a song right there. In step seven, we're gonna actually flesh out the melody a little more.